Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast.
So just a bit of background. I grew up in a large family. I had six siblings. And so holidays were always fun, but it wasn't gift centered. It was centered around coming together. It was centered around the food, because with six kids, there's not a whole lot of gifts. So we got two gifts each. We got something we wanted and something we needed. And there were things that I grew up with that I wanted to carry over to my kids. So one, seeing their faces, seeing the excitement when they start to understand what Christmas is. And I have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. And so they both know it's something fun and festive. So just seeing their excitement, their joy of the season. So some of the traditions that we've started is I got like 12 holiday books. So we do a 12 days of Christmas holiday read. So we go through and read the holiday books. We do the putting up the Christmas tree. And this year I get to sit back and watch. We do an artificial tree. So I'm just going to put the pieces together and then let them go to town on decorating. We also do holiday cookies. And so my big girl, she gets into her artsy moods. So she just designs the cookies. And so it's fun. I also enjoy the Santa treats that they leave out. So we're going to have some of those. Yes. And then, you know, the obligatory staying up as late as you can Christmas Eve. And so those are the holiday traditions that we have in our house. Oh, gifts this year are interesting. So first, let me just say, a week before Thanksgiving, I was like, I don't even know what I'm getting the kids. And so then I'm just like, I don't know. So I had to think about each kid and figure out where they are and what they're into. And since my kids have a 5-year age gap, we have all the toys. And so I'm just like, what do I get for the 2-year-old? So I went through and I purged and did Goodwill, dropped off toys we don't play with anymore. And then I'm like, where's each kid? Noelle's into science this year. Camille is into learning how to use crayons and stuff. Now I have an idea. So I put together a list. I sent the list off to the people and loved ones who are like, what do the girls want? And so I'm like, here's their list. You let me know what you're going to get and then I'll get the rest. This year, I got them each 2 individual gifts and then I got them 2 shared gifts. And one of the shared gifts, like I was telling you about, is a backyard playhouse. I'm going to start this weekend. Okay. So first I drop the kids off and I come home and there are like 5 big, giant, huge boxes on my doorstep. And I'm like, first, how am I going to get these into the house?
Because they're nosy too. They'd be like, what's in that?
But the kids were gone. So I dragged all these big, giant boxes, filled my living room. So I'm like, I don't even know how I'm going to approach this. So I was like, first of all, I need to get these big, giant boxes out of the house before the kids come home. So I got 8 hours to figure this out. So I'm like, okay, let me see what's in the boxes. So 3 of the boxes had the wood pieces. And I'm like, okay, those are going to stay in the box. And then, 2 of the boxes had wood pieces. 3 of the boxes had large plastic pieces, like the roof, railing, the slide. But I looked at it and I was like, I got this. I was like, I'm a project manager. I'm going to break this down into smaller projects. So anyway, I got the plastic pieces out the box, wiped everything down. I have an extra guest bathroom that nobody uses. I put them in there. So they is full. If one of the kids go into the guest bathroom, it's blown. Yeah, so that's my approach to holiday gifts this year. Minimal, couple of shared gifts, couple of individual gifts, and then we're done. Very nice. So I do. And this year I did something a little bit different. Normally I just go and I buy or I donate and then it's done. And I would focus on, for school age, the 2 main teachers in the classroom. So this year I did something a little bit different. I gave my daughter an assignment. I said, talk to your teachers. Ask them, do you like coffee or tea? What do you eat for lunch? So I gave her the assignment. This was illuminating. So I said, she came back and really told me. I said, all right, so what are we getting for Miss So and Senora So and So? Oh, no, we have to get for Miss So and Senora So and So, the librarian, the music teacher, my two gym teachers, and the tech teacher. And I was like, do you like these people? Well, I like all the people except my gym teacher. They can be a little bit scary. And I was like,
why are we buying a gift for the scary teacher?
She was like, I know. And I was like, the shade. Anyway, but it was really interesting. So that was the morning conversation. So when she got back in the car, I said, did you complete the assignment? She said, I said, do your two classroom teachers, do they eat blah, blah, blah? So-and-so is a vegetarian. Okay. So I was like, okay, so we'll find something for Senora so-and-so. And then she was just like, and then the librarian, she likes curry. And then blah, 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 blah. Huh. But it was just so nice to hear the people who participate in her life that she knows by name that she would like to give something to. So we're going to do it. We'll get smaller because we're not rich. We'll do gift cards and she can give them out to her teachers this year. But I thought it was just so nice to hear about her day through something that was interactive and she got to engage her teachers. I was like, who would have thought a vegetarian and then a teacher who likes curry? And so she still has two more teachers to engage. But so that was a little bit of a fun surprise. So yes, teachers get. But also, we've been quarantined with our kids. I've seen my kids in action. Yeah. And I'm like, the teachers need all the gifts. I love my kids, but I'm also really realistic about who they are and their little nuanced personality, because some things I'm just like, oh, I can't stand you. But teachers don't have that luxury. So no, I appreciate them. So here's what I do. Since I started working with my company and traveling a bit, I got really attached to the awards programs. And so I started using cash reward credit cards, because you have outlays of big chunks of money as a parent, daycare, school supplies, all this stuff. Every January, I clear out my cash rewards. And from January through November, I use cash reward credit cards to get cash. And then I use that cash to purchase my holiday gifts. So this year I got like $500 to purchase holiday gifts for teachers. And so it doesn't hit my wallet. It's stuff I would have paid for anyway, because you can't finance daycare, right?
Yeah.
You have the money for daycare. And so that is one method that I use so that at least the outlay for teachers and care providers doesn't hit my pocket so hard. So I will say this was actually my life, probably in, before I decided to become an S&C, holiday seasons, the holidays were really hard for me because I would get together with my siblings and they all had kids and their kids had kids. So everybody was in a family unit. Even though we were all together, there was somebody that they were looking after or who was looking after them and purchasing gifts and all of that stuff that really helped to make the holidays fun and exciting for them. And then there was me, right? And so with the outlay of gifts to people and nothing really in return, not that's what it's about, but it just was just a stark reminder that it's just you. Let me help myself put on this big old coat and struggle. And so one holiday season, I just spent a week and a half in my bed. And this was right before I decided to try a baby. And then actually when I started trying, it was around the holiday season that I was trying. And so mentally, you're hopeful, right? When you're actively doing something, the impact of the season, not as bad, because you're like, fingers crossed, next year this time, I can have a little one bouncing on my lap. And you have to have that hope going into it. And so for many, that then ends up being the case. And so it's nice to see it come full circle in our space where moms are now taking pictures with their little bouncing baby. But it's really hard because you try to stay focused on what the end goal is. And it's like, next year, this time, it could be me. Next year, this time, I hope it's me. And for some people, it's just one hurdle after the next. And you have to try to self-care and keep it in perspective. And set aside the expectations that other people have for you, because similar to Hera, where people are like, are you sure you want to do that? people were asking me, are you depressed that you're going to spend the whole holiday season in bed? No. Yeah. And if there's anything that this journey teaches you, it teaches you to snatch back permission for yourself mm-hmm. to do what you need to do. You're going to eventually become a parent. You mm-hmm. are going to have to start setting your own traditions. That's a time where it shifts from being a community thing that mm-hmm. happens and everybody dictates and determines what this holiday looks like. And it then shifts to you. What do you want it to look like for you and your family? What traditions do you want to set for your house? Even if you're going to join family later in the day, what do you want the holiday morning to look like? Do you want to celebrate the holidays? What's your gift giving methodology? I try to intentionally be minimalist. And that means from the gifts that we bring into the house to how we think about the holidays and how you just take some of the stress off yourself. And the last tip that I will say is I realize about myself that it's when I'm at my darkest or my lowest moments that I lean in and give more. And so it's almost like taking that energy and using it for good because you just want to get it out of you. Mm-hmm. And for me, getting it out of me was doing something for others. And so that would be my last tip. So I do not really do resolutions, but there are things that I have on my bucket list as a family to do. And one of the things for 2022 is establishing a garden. I like to be outdoors, but not necessarily around people, but I like to be outdoors and I want my girls to also like that. And I've already gotten them started liking soil and birds and trees and stuff. So each little girl is going to have their own little fairy garden. So I already got the grow bags. I got seeds. I got some seeds for you, Hera.
Oh, nice. I'll take them.
Yeah, because we're going to have our little flower center pieces that we create. But yeah, so that's going to be our thing for 2022. Getting a garden set up, allowing the girls to own their own little piece of heaven, and mm-hmm. then start to harvest and eat the fruits of our labor. So we've got lots of interesting and exciting things. We've got a lineup of wonderful episodes. We're going to be bringing in a few more of our community members to talk about season 3. We have moved and we are sharing our podcast episodes on YouTube. So if you are not already a subscriber to our YouTube channel, please subscribe. We would love it. Full Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasmc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.